Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey, everybody. I am so sorry this is a little later in the day than when I normally publish, but my goal is always to be posted and published by noon, 1 p.m. latest, being Central Standard Time. However, goals sometimes are just expectations of what we hope to achieve. I was out networking and doing some personal creativity with my daughter, so I apologize. But I've had this subject on my mind since I've had a conversation with a few people and the light bulb went off for me. So I want to share this with you, see if it makes sense for you. For years and years and years and years, really, I mean a long, long time, I struggled with feeling energetic, having energy. And I was always amazed when I would come back from an event or talking with people and they'd say, man, I just love your energy. And I'm like, what? I have no energy. I don't understand. I it feels like I'm forcing my energy level. I don't feel that it's just a natural thing. And I was always so puzzled by it. Well, I want to roll back time a little bit and reflect on a few things that I've experienced and that I think that other people may too. You know, I used to be in outside sales. I sold advertising. I've sold cars. I've been my own publisher, so that was a lot of selling. I've sold timeshare. I've done telemarketing as my third job. I've been a leasing agent, you name it. I've done a lot of that stuff. And one thing that I recognize is that when you are extraordinarily passionate about something, there is an inner energy. There's propelling. There's motivation. You're inspired. And so I'm thinking about that, and I realize right now I am in a very, very wonderful place. I am absolutely having a blast with this podcast. I love doing my videos. I love doing my interviews, giving people an opportunity to share with a bigger audience. All those things are happening for me right now, and I am just in hog heaven. And with that, I know that one of the biggest things on the market right now in my interview from Friday with Jim is the energy drink business. It has become one of the biggest product lines for a lot of companies that it just really gave me pause for thought because I realize I love Jim's energy. And he gets it from his drink. I met another person that's what just jump-started their business was this energy drink. And I'm sort of scratching my head going, but I don't need an energy drink. I've got all, I wake up in the morning thinking I'm going to talk to you about the subject that I wrote down yesterday. But when I wake up and I tune into the world, there might be another subject that is more prevalent to share with you. And that gives me energy. So with that thought in mind, I thought, now wait a minute. I realize that for years, I was always taking, searching, researching, trying to find something that would give me natural energy. I actually thought that exercising would give me energy. Because that's what they say, that if you exercise, you'll sleep better, you'll have energy. For a while, it felt like I got a little bit of an energy boost, but as time went on, not so much. So I started reflecting on what the heck is going on. And I realized that the previous business that I focused on for 7 years, been with them 8, but the 7th year was when I stepped back and went, wow, something's not a fit for me anymore doing things this way. The first year that I was with that company, man, I blasted it. I was awesome in meeting people and connecting and getting people to join my team. I had 7 people at our first convention. My numbers were off the charts. I made a ton of money and I won a contest and I got to go through their very first contest, their very first event. A couple years later, I'm one of the first people in their Success from Home magazine. I mean, things are just hopping and going. I'm meeting with my team. I'm getting us together and I am just, I'm in the chamber. I belong to the Independent Business Association. I'm on the board or something. Everything is rocking and rolling and I'm just going and going, having a great time. I'm the president of BNI. And all this stuff is just going and going. I got tons of energy and it's just happening and going and stuff. And then, about the 5th year, things started changing. Some of the people in my team sort of drifted off to do something else, or some of them just stopped working the business. Then about the 6th year, oh, wow. I had no more team locally to do our team meetings. So I threw a gratitude party with two of my partners. And it was wonderful. And it was great. And it was to appreciate our customers. But I noticed that my energy wasn't there. It just wasn't there. And I ran into somebody that was doing a product that she said it gave her lots of energy. It was a drink. You mix it in the morning, you take it, and it's like, wow, okay. So I started taking this product. And I was doing pretty good. I could sort of feel a little bit of a lift. It was all natural stuff. And then all of a sudden, I was slumping again. And so I had my kinesiologist analyze it with my body. And he said, no, you're allergic to this. Well, I was allergic to the soy stuff. That's just the way it is. And a lot of these things have niacin in them and I can't take them. And so I was very limited to what products that I could even test out on myself to see if it was going to be a solution, because I think all of us want to have more energy. If we have more energy, we get more stuff done. We have more energy, our brain works. And oh my goodness, it just is absolutely amazing what, you know, energy drives our cars. Well, energy drives our bodies. So I keep looking back and it's like I constantly would look at ads that said, okay, get more energy with this natural product. Eat this food and you get more energy. Do this and you'll get more energy. And something wasn't clicking for me. So a year ago, I decided that part of it, what was going on with me, is that I was bored with something I'd been doing for 7 years. I did not have the same cohesive group to work with. I really just, it wasn't there anymore. I couldn't help it. It just wasn't there. I couldn't rally my own inner troops to be inspired, to be excited, to jump in. I mean, I'd had business coaches. I tried internet marketing on my own. I tried blogging. I followed one of our leaders and created a website just like hers. I created the ebook just like hers. I created the call to action just like hers. I did all of that stuff and I was just bored out of my gourd. So I decided to get into an internet marketing course last year. And with that course, it was sell their internet marketing course as you learn the internet marketing course. And so there I am selling something that I really hadn't conquered yet myself, but I thought, well, if I can get people tiptoeing in, I'll learn more. Went to 4 events, had a great time at these 4 events, but I was still standing outside looking in and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, the events were awesome, but when we came back, I was like, man, I don't really like this internet marketing. I just, again, the big B showed up. I was I was bored. I did not enjoy it. It was not me. It was like I wanted to learn it. I was determined to learn it. But I wasn't getting there because it really wasn't me. So what I have realized is that you can do all the physical things in the world to get energy. You can take the drinks. You can do the exercise. But if your head and your heart are not engaged in what you are doing, you're not passionate, you're not motivated, you're not inspired by your daily purpose and mission, the energy is not going to show up. Because what happened for me is the minute that I actually pulled the trigger and launched this podcast and started going down this road, oh my goodness, my energy is off the charts. In fact, speaking of energy, I have to stop right here and make a quick commercial break because I want to share with you that if you want to try something new in your marketing life and get inspired by a little bit of a shift, go to my site, thegailfoleyshow.com. Go to my resource page, and right there, you'll find one of the courses that I learn this podcasting from. In a couple days, I'll have a second one there, so you can pick and choose which one you want to work with. I've chosen two. I've chosen a female, and I've chosen a male. Chris Gilbertson and Sam Crowley, they have different approaches, different insights, and I've learned from both of them. I've combined their training. So just go there if you want a little injection of energy. Because, back to the show, because it really, truly transformed my life. Because when I look back and I look at when I went from being a secretary, which having been doing that for all those years, I was bored after 24 years. So I went out and I got into something else that I just dearly love. I ate, lived, and breathed advertising. But it wasn't a road that was entirely uphill because nobody took me by the hand and showed me how to do it. But I was so intrigued and so determined that I would be successful, even though I was starving myself and my kids because it was now gone from salary to commission and I wasn't making squat. I had to keep learning, keep teaching myself because nobody was teaching me. So I kept picking up books. I kept anything that had sales on it. I was picking it up and I was reading it. It took me 2 years to finally get my mojo going, I guess would be the way to say it, on selling advertising. I had been told I had a built-in knack for it. Well, that was great, but you can't come into something new as a single mom raising two teenage girls and go from making a very good salary to $411 draw against a salary that you had to sell a whole heck of a lot to make a salary. So that just couldn't happen for very long. So I would go into the advertising for about 3 months. I go back to the office. I come back out. The same company would hire me. The same company rehired me 3 times until I got myself figured out and knew how to do this. And the 3rd time they brought me in, I could no longer go on the road because my car was dying. So I said, do you have something that I can do at the office? I can drive that far, but that car is not going to take me on those mountain icy roads around Lake Placid. It's just not going to happen. So they gave me a position to sell their service directory. And their service directory had 7 listings in it. And I've been researching and doing this stuff for so long on those 2 years in between getting back and forth to them that I knew exactly instinctively how to sell that piece. Within 2 months, I had what we call a double trunk. You actually opened up the center of the paper and there were 47 listings. And the big trick was I would investigate what was the most important time of most results that people received in their advertising. And it was always the same story. When the local newspaper printed the story when we first opened up our doors, that's when we got the most response. Well, let's see if we can replicate that. So that's what I did. I'd call these people and I'd say, you know what? I've got this spot here, and if you take this size ad, let's go ahead and tell your story. It was sold out, man. I couldn't keep that. It was amazing. And so I do have a very instinctive knack on how to bring attention to people. And that's why I've come into this podcast, to bring attention to other people with my interviews. But I was so on fire with that project that my old boss, who was the editor of a local magazine, which was the cream of the crop publications in the town, calls me up and says, "You want to come work for a real publication?" So I could go on and on about this story, but I want to get back to my point here. In those careers that I've had that I have dearly, dearly loved, my energy has been unfailing. I have never looked for an energy product. I've never even thought about looking for an energy product. But if your brain and your heart are not engaged in what you are doing, you are going to be looking for that energy drink. And that's why the energy drinks are so popular in our society today. Because unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are going through routines. They're just going through the daily get by type of existence. I truly believe that's a choice. And I know that somebody on this podcast is going to be thinking, "Yeah, right, Gail, it's not a choice. This is my life. I got laid off. I'm in the unemployment line." I understand that. My husband was laid off after 33 years, but it didn't stop him from looking around and reinventing himself. Life is too short to sit there and say, "I can't change where I'm at," because I know you can. I've been there. When I showed up in this town, I had 10 jobs the first year because I wasn't going to settle for just anything. So my point here is this. If you are somebody that is struggling with energy, you're exercising, you're doing all the right eating, and you're still lacking energy, maybe it's an internal thing. Maybe, and I don't, yeah, energy drink does mean you take it internally. Okay, all right, you know what I mean. So just give it some thought. And give it some serious thought of why you're dragging. Maybe just add a hobby in. Is there something that you used to do in your life that you no longer do that maybe, if you reinsert that into your life, that will give you new viv and vigor? I know a lot of people that actually drag their butt all day through their job because they hate their job, but they got to do their job because they need the paycheck to cover the bills. I know that scenario. Been there, done that. And then in the evening, they come alive. They just get fired up. Why? Because their passion is something they get to do on their own time. And if you're listening in your network marketing, direct sales, you have a passionate project, you know what I'm talking about. You get done with dinner, you push that table away, you push away from the table, you get up, you go in, you start making phone calls, you start sending people your website, you start talking to people, you start having parties, you go out and you do a presentation, you do all sorts of things because your passion gives you the energy that you did not have while you were at the job. So that's the show for today. The other thing that gives a lot of us energy is going to networking events. That's why I'm late today, as I had a business luncheon. There were about 75 to 100 women there. So I also encourage you that if you are somebody that is out there in the business world and you're not happy with what you're doing right now, find a local meetup, find a business networking event, go and meet some different people, and maybe, I keep using that word maybe, I'm sure you're getting tired of it, but go out and just by chance, you might be your future with a handshake saying, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, nice to meet you." You just never know. So in the meantime, while you're doing whatever you're doing, please go share. That's me doing the tongue thing. Anyway, go to my Gail Foley Show, thegailfoleyshow.com, and please subscribe to my channel. Share this with your friends and family so that when I do the interview, there's a whole lot more people getting eyeballs and ears on their business, because that's what this is about, is showing people that there are other people out there that need to hear their success stories that might inspire somebody else's, because you just never know. I met some wonderful, wonderful women today that inspired me. So stay connected, get out there and do more of that. Think about your energy. Where's it coming from? How can you go find more? Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabbingGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbing Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.